Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KMZA. Brandon Tama, we're joined by Valley Heights girls basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom for a few minutes, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, couple games to discuss since we last spoke. Let's start with the game on Friday, non-league tilt at home against Republic County. Big time win there, 71-27. Just a few thoughts and takeaways from the game and the win on Friday.
Well, I was pleased with our girls' effort. We got everybody in that game, and everybody scored, so that was nice to see. Played with confidence, shot the ball well, and did a good job of moving the ball on the court. And yeah, things were clicking for us. So fairly pleased with the effort on Friday. Republic County was a little down. They had some kids gone with sickness, so I don't think that was a true showing of what they're capable of. But it was good for us to be able to get everybody in the ball game. And yeah, overall, it was a good win.
Yeah, and you mentioned getting everybody in. It's always nice, regardless of win or a loss, when you can get maybe some of those younger kids some action, you know, at the varsity level. The Friday-Tuesday turnaround, it's always quick. And, you know, this Friday-Tuesday turnaround was at home against Hanover, top-tier team in, you know, 1A Division II, and it was a Hanover win, 44-29. You know, what were a few maybe key takeaways from the game on Tuesday night and the loss to Hanover?
Well, obviously, yeah, Hanover's a great team, and I thought we did some – good things, and we did some other things really poorly, and we didn't play a complete game, and that's something you have to do to beat great teams in our league. Defensively, I thought we did well, holding them to 44 points. On the flip side of that, offensively, we were pretty terrible. So we just didn't shoot well. We only hit one three-pointer, probably shot over 20 of them, and we had good looks and just really couldn't get the ball to fall for us, so... It was just a really, really bad shooting night for us on a night that we needed some shots to fall. And, again, proud of our girls' defensive efforts. We made things difficult for them, tried to show them some different looks than we did the first time that we played them. And I think maybe it slowed them down a little bit. But at the same time, on the flip side of the game, on the offensive side, we just didn't shoot the ball well. We didn't score. A little timid offensively. Passed up opportunities where we should have tried to score and forced things in times when nothing was there. So just offensively weren't clicking, and something that we'll need to clean up to be a tough team in the postseason.
Yeah, and we're coming down the home stretch for sure, and you guys are going to step out of league play on Friday. You guys go to Chapman. You know, very limited preparation time for games like this, you know, when you have that Tuesday-Friday grind. But, you know, how much do you know about your Friday night opponent in Chapman and just kind of the challenges for this next game coming up on Friday?
I don't know anything about Chapman. And I've got, you know, a film on them I'm going to watch today and try to figure out just the basics of some of what they like to do and what they do offensively, what they do defensively. And I think still it's more about us, and if we play well and if we play clean basketball, I think we can be successful against anybody. I really don't know a lot about Chapman. I think they play in a competitive league for a bigger school, so we've never played them before since I've been coaching here, so it'll be a fun, different type of environment that we're looking forward to.
There it is. Jordan Brockstrom, Valley Heights girls coach, joining us here. A win on Friday against Republic County, a loss against Hanover on Tuesday. They're back to it this Friday on the road at Chapman. Coach, we appreciate it a bunch. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you so much.